Hi, this is a step-by-step guide to writing your first translator. Do check out other resources available on opentranslatorstothings.org and on github.com/opentt2t. Unless otherwise stated, everything shown here works on PC or Mac. It's just Node, though in some cases you may need special setup for a particular platform. We will switch between PC and Mac-based development during the course of this guide. Let's get started. We are using a pretty standard Node.js development setup for developing and testing translators. Most of you are probably already familiar with all this, so we will go quickly here. For others, we have links in our documentation with more info. First, install Node. If prompted, make sure you select the option to install NPM, the Node Package Manager. Next, install Git. All our sources on GitHub, so this will come in handy. Finally, install your favorite IDE. For example, Visual Studio Code. This is really lightweight and is available for PC or Mac. Great. Now let's clone some repos so we can look at code. You can find all of our repos on GitHub at github.com/opentt2t. We will clone four repos for now: translators, onboarding, voice, and console. We recommend that you put all these repos in the same directory right now. For example, here I've created a directory for all my OpenT2T repos. Let's clone the first one. Done. Let's clone the second one. Great. And finally, the last two. You may notice that there are other repos in GitHub under github.com/opentt2t. Let's ignore those for now. To play with translators during development, we also need the IoT Explorer for AllJoin. This is available in the Windows Store as a free download. First, install the IoT Explorer for AllJoin. I have it right here. Next, grab the Loopback Exemption Manager from loopback.codeplex.com. Download it and run it. Once you have it running, find the AllJoin Explorer for IoT and check the box next to it. This gives this app a loopback exception. Great. Now you're all set up to write some translators. Let's discuss some basic concepts about translators. A translator does exactly what you would expect. It translates between a schema, for example, a generic concept of a light bulb, and a specific thing or piece of hardware, for example, a specific light bulb that you can communicate to via a particular protocol or bus. The schema is exposed to app developers who no longer need to worry about how to communicate with that specific light bulb. For those who learn better by example, we have some translators in the translators repo that you can go look at. Here, I'm looking at the clone source for the translators repo in my IDE. We suggest starting with something really simple, like the test light translator, which just does console logging instead of talking to a real device. Along with the README and a test script, you will find some other files in the translator. We currently support translators written in Node, so each translator has a package.json file that lists its dependencies on other Node modules, versioning information, etc. Manifest.xml defines the schema this translator is implementing. In this case, org.opentt2t.sample.superpopular.lamp. This schema name is intentionally tongue-in-cheek for now, and intended to stress that this is just a sample. If you open the schema file, which is one level up in the tree, you will note that this is standard introspection XML and defines some basic methods that a lamp might have, for example, turning it on or off and setting its brightness. Manifest.xml also defines the onboarding module for this translator. Onboarding is a generic term for any setup, pairing, auth, etc. that you typically need to do before you can communicate with a device. The runtime hosting the translator will provide an implementation for onboarding, for example, some user experience to take user input, and the metadata for what goes in and out of onboarding of a particular type is specified in the separate onboarding repo, which we have also cloned locally. For this translator, you will notice that the manual onboarding module is being passed some data that it could show to the user as they set up the device. Let's go find the manual onboarding module that this translator is referring to in the separate onboarding repo. Here it is. We will see some more complicated onboarding modules later, but for now, just note that this is standard introspection XML. And the success signal describes what information is passed into the translator as a result of onboarding. We have provided some sample onboarding modules and hope to add more with community participation. Finally, back in manifest.xml for the test light translator in the translator's repo, you will notice that there's a reference to a voice handler. We will skip this for now. ThinkTranslator.js is a cross-platform node module that implements the schema. In this case, you will see turn on, turn off, etc., which are methods defined in the schema but implemented here. The initDevice method is special and is called to initialize this translator with a device object that contains the results of onboarding. Since we are using manual onboarding for this translator, you will recall that there was a token parameter that we can expect to exist in the props hash passed to initDevice if onboarding was successful. In summary, a translator is something that runs after onboarding and implements a particular schema in Node.js. Various onboarding modules are implemented in the onboarding repo and pass in context to the translator via the initDevice method. For example, any setup or auth information the translator needs to run. I assume you came here to tinker with some hardware, so let's get right to it. You will notice that we have switched to a Mac here, and this just underscores the cross-platform nature of translators. We will write a translator for Wink light bulbs. Everything we're doing here applies to other hardware as well, but Wink has an easy-to-use API that we will use in our translator. Here's what you need to follow along. You need a Wink hub, which you can buy online. You need any light bulb supported by Wink, properly paired to the hub. We are using the GE Link light bulb, which is a Zigbee device. Start with making sure you can control the bulb from the Wink app, ensuring that it is properly paired with the Wink hub over Zigbee. Next, familiarize yourself with the Wink API as documented on docs.wink.apiary.io. You will notice that if you have an access token and device ID, you can send a power state command to a light bulb to turn it on or off. Armed with this knowledge, let's write the translator. We provide a handy Yeoman starter that scaffolds out a translator for you. You can read more about Yeoman at yeoman.io. First, let's install Yeoman and generator OpenT2T using NPM. Both prefer a global install. We already installed both modules prior to starting this tutorial to save time. Next, just use the generator to start your own new translator. The generator will ask you some questions and stub out some code based on your answers. You can read more about the generator in the generator OpenT2T GitHub repository. Here, we are telling the generator that we want to implement the super popular LAMP schema. And here, we are telling the generator that we want to implement the Wink hub onboarding type. Great, let's take a look at the files it generated. The generated files will look very familiar to you since they're essentially the same as the test light translator with minor differences. The manifest references the Wink hub onboarding type. You can go check it out on the onboarding repo, but the interesting part is that its success signal returns an access token and a device ID. That's all we need to talk to devices in the Wink service. We do need to tell onboarding about what kind of Wink device we are trying to set up so that it can filter down to light bulbs only. We do that by specifying this parameter. The Wink hub onboarding module implements getting the access token, enumerating devices connected to Wink, and letting the user select one so that we have a device ID. The translator just gets all this context information in its initDevice method. We can run the Wink hub onboarding module from the node command line to get the access token as described in its README. Let's install the onboarding module for Wink hub. Now let's run the test script included with the onboarding module for Wink hub, passing in the same parameters specified in manifest.xml. Onboarding will ask for some information, like the Wink API client ID, secret, and user credentials. I will provide this information now. Once signed in, onboarding then lets the user select a light. In our case, we just have one bulb connected to the hub right now, so we select it and get the access token and ID we need. Let's save this information somewhere, since we will need it to run the translator. Now let's write a simple test script which will allow us to pass this onboarding information into the translator as we code. We can just copy this test script from the TestLite translator and modify it to suit our needs. This test script just takes the result of onboarding from the command line, builds the device object, and initializes the translator. It then calls some of the schema methods implemented by the translator, for example, on and off. It depends on the node module Optimist, so let's add that as a dev dependency. We can now run this test script with the access token and device ID we got from onboarding earlier, and see the results printed out to the screen. This is still doing just console logging, but we have everything scaffolded out, and now we can start writing some code to talk to Wink. This is actually the simplest and most fun part. It is just a REST API, and you can look at the full implementation in the translator's repo. Now that we have the access token and the device ID for our bulb, we can make some magic REST API calls to set its power state. Let me write that code now in the Thing translator. Now when I run the test script in Node, you should actually see the light turn on and off. Let's give it a shot. Okay, that was cool, but it gets better. Here we have switched back to our PC, where we have the IoT Explorer for AllJoin, listening for announcements on the AllJoin bus. We can run the console project that we cloned earlier, following the build instructions in the README for that repo. This is a developer-focused, cross-platform Cordova app built with the Ionic framework, and it implements some Wink onboarding UX. Let's onboard a Wink Lite that we just implemented via this app, which does everything that we did in Node, but in addition, it will also initialize the OpenT2T bridge with the translator for this device. Just like in Node, I have to sign in to the Wink service using my Wink account credentials. Again, just like in Node, I can now select which light bulb attached to this Wink hub I want to onboard. We just have one light bulb attached to our Wink hub. Great, the translator is now running. Let's see if we can see it in the IoT Explorer for AllJoin. Here we go. We can now see the Wink light in the IoT Explorer for AllJoin, exposing the standard lamp schema that we implemented. You see all the methods in the standard lamp schema, for example, turn on, turn off, etc. We can even turn the light on and off from here. Let's give that a shot, if you would please excuse my messy office one more time. Now this is seriously cool. Any app developers who code to this schema no longer need to worry about the details of what bulb implementation is hiding behind it. Now let's see all this in action with one of our sample apps instead of IoT Explorer for AllJoin. This is the UWP sample in the sample apps repo on GitHub. It kicks things up a notch by using voice files that live in the voice repo on GitHub to get some Cortana integration. Neither the code nor the voice files are written specifically for the GE Link light bulb. They are written to the schema and will work with any bulb that implements it. Let's give it a shot. Please turn the lights off.
Turning all lights off. All lights off.
Finally, since this is just Node, you can also run this translator in the cloud. Check out our cloud repo, where we have common code for a cloud-based rule engine that runs these translators. There are also some sample cloud apps that you can check out in the sample apps repo. For translators that don't have any local dependencies, running in the cloud opens up entirely new scenarios, for example, headless operation based on user behaviors and triggers. Thank you for watching. We look forward to all the amazing translators and schemas the community will build.